employed over the land and knock them off insurance benefits. The Labour Party will face what baffled the other two parties. Our claim that the unemployed should have work or maintenance still holds good. National resources, now neglected, will be used. Great highways built. Transport organized as a national service. A bold policy of housing restored. And slum clearances on an adequate scale begun. Electrical power developed. National credit used to assist trade and recondition industrial plants. Children kept at school, and old workers pensioned so that they can retire. Whilst these schemes are enlivening trade and absorbing the unemployed, those who are still out of work will be honorably maintained by adequate payments from insurance funds. They will not be driven on to the poor law. This is accepted by the Labour Party as its first task in government. To solve it successfully and in the quickest possible time, the party will commandeer its best brains, the ripest experience.